Mexican drug cartels used to make Canadian drug dealers travel to Mexico to pick up the goods and then go back to Canada to sell them. But now Mexican cartels are setting up shop in British Columbia. Vaughn Palmer, columnist for the Vancouver Sun, has the story for us. Vaughn, welcome back.
Good to be back on, and this is not a happy development. Cross-border drug trade is one thing, but you've got Royal Canadian Mounted Police now saying that they are finding a frontline presence of two of the big Mexican drug cartels, one in Calgary, one in Vancouver. They say the cartels are looking to expand their markets, and Canada is seen as pretty good territory.
So they think they can do a better job of that if they're closer to the point of sale, apparently.
Yeah, they've been using middlemen for a number of years. I mean, we're not innocent up here. We know that where the cocaine is coming from, but the fact that the cartels themselves are on the ground here now, and interestingly enough, the police say very low-key presence. British Columbians tend to associate drug dealing with flashy automobiles, armor, lots of bling, pretty wild, sometimes even shootouts. They say the cartels is strictly business, low profile, but they guess there's several dozen operatives here in Vancouver and in Calgary.
I saw a story suggesting that there are between 12 and 25 upper-level Mexican cartel representatives in British Columbia. So I'm kind of wondering, if the Royal Canadian Mounted Police know cartel members are there, why haven't they been able to arrest them?
Yeah, we have that phrase known to police. They're a difficult bunch to crack, difficult to get witnesses, difficult to get evidence. I see there is one case at the moment, I believe, going ahead. Yeah, a guy from Vancouver is to be sentenced in January for laundering $811,850 worth of La Familia's drug profits. That's in Canadian currency. You can do the conversion if you want.
Has there been any noticeable uptick in drug use because of the cartels moving in?
I don't think that's the reason for it. I think it's got a lot to, the police seem to think it's got a lot more to do with control of the market and taking profit. They think also it's partly driven by the fact that enforcement is fairly ferocious in the United States. So you have attempts to establish new networks, new markets, and new measures of control.
The Mexican cartels are infamous for horrific violence when they are trying to corner markets. They inflict it on each other and the public, just horrible stories out of Mexico about bags of heads. Are there any concerns that they'll be importing these methods to Canada?
You know, I think that's not to the concern we're hearing so far from the police. I mean, first of all, I guess you'd say that the homegrown drug cartels in British Columbia have already managed a fairly terrifying level of violence in British Columbia, and there's some awful cases. But the other thing is they say, no, this seems to be much more businesslike and less a battle for territory than an attempt to establish new markets. So, you know, that the one thing we found here with the homegrown drug gangs is it was only when there was collateral damage, when people that weren't known to police, to use the phrase, were killed, and there have been some terrifying, sad stories where they've accidentally killed somebody they didn't mean to kill. It was only then that there was a real public backlash. I think there was sort of a view in British Columbia to some degree that as long as they were killing each other, it wasn't a big deal. But, you know, I think, hate to talk about this in business terms, but it is a business. And a low-key approach is going to draw less law enforcement pushback than if they did start to get into the kind of horrific violence we've seen elsewhere.
Vaughn Palmer, columnist for the Vancouver Sun, is with us, as he is each Wednesday, to talk about news from Canada. Well, since the U.S. dollar has been strong against the Canadian dollar, the price of U.S. goods has gone up north of the border. But I understand some Canadians think this is unfair, and they're trying to do something about it.
You know, I love the way governments operate. Back when the dollar was par, in fact, there was a brief period of time when the Canadian dollar was worth a little bit more than the American dollar, Canadians were grumbling bitterly about the fact that goods were still more expensive here, and they demanded to know why. You know, if you went south of the border, the same thing was a lot cheaper, even though supposedly the currencies were equal in value. So the government, being the government, said, well, we're going to do something about this. So it's taken them so long to do anything about it that now they brought in what they call a Price Transparency Act, which will allow the Canadian Competition Bureau to shame and crack down on Canadian retailers that are overcharging for goods. Well, of course, it took the government so long to get around to dealing with this that the dollar is no longer at par. In fact, yesterday it was down at about 86 cents. So, of course, prices are going to be higher up here now. And the problem they were setting out to solve is now a different one. Retailers in Canada, people that import goods to Canada, are pointing out that, well, for one thing, goods are going to be more expensive now. And then you add taxes and the smaller market and barriers to move goods between provinces and regulations. There are plenty of reasons for goods to be more expensive up here. And consumers probably won't be as worked up about it because they expect it now, knowing that the dollar, the Canadian dollar, is worth so much less than the American dollar.
Well, now the U.S. dollar is strong against the Canadian dollar, but we've seen that change in the past. How much longer will this last, Vaughn?
Keep an eye on the price of oil. We're still a petro state. The thing that drives the value of the Canadian currency probably more than any other factor is the price of oil and other commodities that we export elsewhere. With the oil price down, with other raw materials, minerals, commodities down, the Canadian economy, the Canadian dollar has been on a bit of a slide. The Canadian stock market is on a bit of a slide. Nothing like what's going on in Russia, but yeah, that's what drives it as much as anything.
Vaughn Palmer, our Canadian correspondent. He's a columnist for the Vancouver Sun. Thank you so much, Vaughn.
Bye-bye, Ross.
This is The Record on KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds.